between the shop windows of Macy's and Saks and the excitement of the ball drop in Times Square, New York is a magnet for visitors in December, attracting about 5 million tourists. With all those people walking around, businesses know it's the perfect time to grab their attention with outdoor ads. WNYC's Lisa Chow went out to find the most expensive billboard in the entire city.
Let's just say it's one of those questions that as soon as you find out the answer, you feel kind of silly for asking it.
There's absolutely no doubt in my mind the most valuable billboard real estate space in New York City is in Times Square.
John Connolly is chief operating officer of Kinetic North America. He helps big companies like movie studio Warner Brothers and candy maker Mars find the best spots to place outdoor ads.
Specifically on two properties. Number one, Times Square, which is at the south end of the bow tie, and number two, Times Square, which is at the northern end of the bow tie.
So I'm here at the bow tie in the center of Times Square, and I'm standing in front of the building that I'm sure you've all seen before. It's where the ball drops on New Year's Eve. It's at the corner of 43rd Street and Broadway, and I'm looking at the most expensive billboards, not just in New York City, but in the world. So let's see who's advertising here. We've got Toshiba, Budweiser, Dunkin' Donuts.
This is the first time that Dunkin' has advertised at One Times Square.
John Costello is in charge of marketing for the biggest chain store in the city, Dunkin' Donuts. He says it's not just the 500,000 people walking through Times Square every day. It's the postcards, the photos, the live shots on TV, all those images of the Dunkin' Donuts ad multiply quickly.
We've already gotten significant visibility.
Of course, Costello pays a price for that visibility, although he wouldn't say how much. Neither would one of the owners of One Times Square. But others in advertising say companies pay as much as $4 million a year and lock into 5 to 15-year contracts. Coca-Cola has been on Two Times Square for almost 80 years. Samsung, 20 years. And they're not sharing the space, like other companies advertising on digital boards throughout Times Square.
What you're seeing is just a normal ad rotation.
Michael Steinberg is standing in front of a high-def billboard at the corner of 47th Street and Broadway. Steinberg is responsible for sales and marketing at Clear Channel Spectacolor, which manages about 40% of the billboard real estate in Times Square.
It's an advertisement for Lenovo, and Intel was just up there. Here's JDate.
Inside the company's offices.
Key to the control room, please.
Steinberg's colleague Mike McGraw walks down a hallway to a back room.
A little messy right now, but this is the system that runs it.
McGraw points to a single Mac computer. On its screen is what looks like an iTunes playlist, but it's actually controlling images in Times Square.
Before the internet, we had to run around physically and load content into all the screens every day, every week of the month.
Now, it's just one man in a small room, controlling what millions of people see in Times Square. And those people aren't just tourists. All those buildings house companies. Morgan Stanley, Barclays, Viacom, ABC. Again, Michael Steinberg.
A product or a brand that wants to get in front of the Barclays constituents, whatever you want to call them, is here. You can do that.
And that's increasingly the direction billboard advertising is moving in.
We have a database of every single sign location in New York City.
John Connolly is the man who answered my original question.
We can target virtually any consumer in New York City. And we have clients who say, I want a sign in front of every single one of my competitors' stores. We do that.
And with the shift to digital screens, companies can change their ads based on location and time of day, sort of like the web. That's caught the attention of internet companies. Google bought a billboard in New York this fall, advertising its advertising services. Where else? Times Square. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.